is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Chapter 1, verse 21, when the author penned these words, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Oh, how we thank God for Jesus this day. The prophets prophesied about him in the Old Testament. And then the writers, the gospel writers, talked about him in the beginning of the New Testament. I'm reminded of Zechariah 9 and 9 when it was recorded, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. He's lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." And then in 1 Chronicles 29 and 11, they prophesied about this man called Jesus. He said that thou art exalted as head above all. He said, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory." That writer was talking about him, letting us know what power that this man called Jesus has. And he said, not only will you have the power and the glory, and he said, and the victory. Yes, the victory belongs to Jesus. And then he said, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and all in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. That is this man called Jesus, the Hosanna, our King, our Savior, our Redeemer. Oh, how we thank God for him. And then there was a question asked, Matthew 21, 9 through 11. Who is this? And the multitudes that went before and followed cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Record that scripture again if you want to, Matthew 21, 9 through 11. It tells us about who this man is, this man that's called Jesus. For those of you that have copies of the lesson, we will share this with you. I'm feeling mighty good now, thinking about the man called Jesus on this Palm Sunday. Jesus, being found in fashion as a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. And there are many of you out there know about the power that's in the name of Jesus. Because when you were sick, you called on the name of Jesus with faith, and he came in and he healed you. What a testimony this man called Jesus. And the name, just the name of Jesus, is filled with peace, grace, mercy, and love. His name alone. And he was called Emmanuel also, meaning God is with us. So I tell you, Jesus will always be with you as you claim him as your Savior, your deliverer. For he said in the word of God, I will never leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll be with you always. Amen. His name, I repeat, is above all names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things above the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes, Jesus Christ is that name that we call upon for all of our needs. But I'll tell you one thing about Jesus. He always gave the glory and the honor to the Father. Amen. God's Son, Jesus, is his only begotten Son. And the word tells us in John 1 and 14, this is the first bullet that explains more to us about this man called Jesus. The Bible said, and the Word was made flesh. Now we know that the scripture also says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the scripture goes on to tell us that the Word was made flesh. We're talking about Jesus Christ himself. When he was made flesh, he dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory. Hallelujah. We beheld the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. And just to think of the name of Jesus, the true believers who are filled with his precious Holy Ghost and are those who have faith in him, when you just call on his name, you feel the presence of the power of God permeating throughout your body, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for your glory today, Lord. And the Bible said, number two, this topic says, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. Now that takes us to John chapter 9, verse 11. And again, it is talking about the power of Jesus. I'm so glad that this was recorded in the Word of God so we could refer to this word as often as we deem necessary to be reminded of his mighty power, just calling on his name alone. And somebody had to be healed, and this man testified to it. You know, until you have a test, you don't have a testimony. So they asked, the rich scripture says, he answered and said, because the people asked him, you know, he was blind, How did you, when did you get your sight? What happened to you? You know how we ask questions when we see something that has come to fruition and it is hard to believe? So this man said, a man that is called Jesus. That takes us back to our subject, a man called Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, the Hosanna, our King. He said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And the man was obedient. I want to put a pin in that. If you want to be healed, receive blessings from God, you must follow his directions. You must be obedient to him. So he said, I did as he told me. I went and I washed. And because of his obedience, he received his sight. Amen. So that tells us this. Our blessings today are contingent upon our obedience to this man called Jesus. And what's his name? Jesus. I may not hear you say it, but I ask you again, what's his name? Jesus, that mighty Lamb of God, that lion out of the tribe of Judah, our bridge over troubled waters. Jesus, yes, sir, a man called Jesus, our everything. So point number three says, we're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of Christ Jesus. Now, refer to Titus chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Why? Because we are looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of that great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if we want to go back with him, because he is coming again, we must be counted among those who live righteously and godly in this present world. The world is saying it can't be done, and Jesus has mandated that we do it. So we want to be ready when he comes back again. We're looking forward to him. We're living in a world now where there's so much trouble, so much sorrow, so much pain, so much crying, so many tears, so much sickness, so much unforgiveness, so much killing without remorse. And he's coming back again, but we must be classified or identified with the righteous in order to go back with him. Yes, this man called Jesus. Once again, I call his name because when I call his name, from the bottom of my heart, I feel his presence. Amen. It's just permeating throughout my whole body. And I'm sure somebody out there should be saying, amen, amen, amen. God, number four, it tells us about this man called Jesus, our great Messiah, our Hosanna, our King. Amen. That God did miracles, wonders, and signs by Jesus Christ. He worked through his son, Jesus. And as I said before, Jesus always gave God the glory. When God blesses you, gives you a gift or a talent to do something, give God the glory. Don't act like it's all you. It's not you. The man called Jesus has given you that power to do, perform miracles and wonders right down here in this present world. So we want to give God the glory. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 and 24 reads, "Ye men of Galilee, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and signs and wonders, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden to it." Now, right now, not only can we say this was just to the men of Israel, God is doing something for us right here in this present world through his son, Jesus. I have heard many people testify that I had cancer, but God healed me of it. I've heard many people say that I was sick of COVID, but God spared me, wherein so many others have gone on. So we must remember that God is a healer. He's still working signs. He's still working wonders. That's the man called Jesus. Some people say, you know, I have diabetes, but God is allowing through his spirit those of you who have it to live and give glory to God and to honor. Others have said, well, I don't see how you can do this being in that condition. And I've heard many people say, and I say it too, to God be the glory. We have to have faith in this man called Jesus. Yes, he has the power, but we must believe. God gave him the power to work these signs and wonders. Yes, he did. I have a member of my family once that the doctors had given up. The fact they had pronounced him dead. And others, I've heard that testimony. But when God says it's not your time, he'll work a miracle. And that's what he did. When they were rolling him out, amen. Oh, the nurse said, but wait a minute. His lips are moving. And the doctor said, well, you can expect this to happen. But the nurse went back. She put her ears down to his mouth. And she said, I read this in the medical report. He is saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So what does that tell you? Even when they have given us up, you just call on the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, God can give life to the dead. Amen. He did it for Lazarus. He did it for him. But before he did it, he talked. All the people were around looking. And Jesus talked to his father. Allow me to paraphrase it. God, I know the relationship that we have. I know what you can do, Father. But I'm talking to you because of the people who are around who may not believe, Lord. Amen. So Jesus was not talking to himself. He was talking to God the Father to work a miracle through God the Son by way of God the Holy Ghost. And when Jesus called Lazarus, told him to come forth, oh my God, what a miracle, what a sign, what a wonder. God is able. He's the same God with us today that raised Lazarus, that raised my relative from the dead. And some of you have had that same testimony. He's the same God, this man called Jesus. I say to you, don't give up on him. We've been fasting and praying for 40 days now, and God is still working miracles and signs and wonders. He may not come when you want him, but trust him, he will come because he said it. Amen. Now, item number 5, or number 5 says here about the man called Jesus. God anointed, hallelujah, Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Acts 10 and 38, that's Acts 10 and 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. I want to tell you this. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you also receive power. Power in the name of Jesus. Power to be healed. Power to walk right. Power to forgive. Amen. You have all the power that you need when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Somebody ought to say power, power, power. Amen. That means you have strength. Amen. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Jesus did this through the power of God himself. Sometimes when you are oppressed or depressed, call on the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to relieve me of this depression or the oppression, Lord. And if you believe, if you don't doubt in your heart, the Bible said, if you speak to that mountain and tell it to be removed to yonder place and have no doubt in your heart, it shall be done. So we don't have to walk around with a sad face, feeling depressed, or if there is no hope, this man called Jesus is our hope for tomorrow. Amen. Our hope for everything we need. Amen. A man called Jesus. Thank God for this Sunday, Palm Sunday. Amen. And he healed all those who were oppressed of the devil. Sometimes, you know, people have the devil in them. But those who know the value of prayer ought to spend some time praying for those who need to be delivered of oppression. Amen. They were oppressed of the devil, but Jesus had the power. And when you have the power, you have that, well, the Holy Ghost, you have that same power that others can be healed if you go in faith. Amen. Jesus said, what I do, you can do, and even greater works that you will do. What's greater? You know, when you tell people, show them the necessity of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they come to Christ when they didn't even know Christ, that's greater work than receiving sight to the blind, because when you get to heaven, everything's going to be changed. God's not going to have any blind people up there in heaven, no lame, no deaf, hallelujah, no dumb, because that's going to be a great change. Amen. When we get into heaven, all things are going to be new. But while we are here, we have to teach the people about this man called Jesus. Jesus has power. I cannot stress that too much. Hosanna, the King, our King, has power to heal and deliver. And some of us have been healed of certain things during the 40 days fast. God has given us a peace of mind for the worry, things that you had on your chest, and they were just worrying you. But because you were fasting and praying and you had faith, you feel better now. I feel I can say that for many of you out there. If that's for you, just hold your hand up and say, amen, amen. I'm one of those that God has given me a peace of mind. This man called Jesus had taught me how to believe and receive. For God is with us. I say it again. As God was with Jesus during this time, he is with us today. You ought to believe that. Tell yourself right now. You don't have to tell your neighbor. Tell yourself, God is with me. God is with me. And then I think about, Exodus 14 and 14. Sometimes you worry about your enemies and what they doing to you. But God said in his holy writ, I shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Now that word alone should give you a peace of mind. So I don't have to do this. God is with me. God is going to show me the way. This man called Jesus, just as sure as he worked miracles, signs, and wonders during his time, he's the same God, same Jesus, same Holy Ghost that's working with us today. I know somebody out there can say amen. I know you can say God is with me. Amen, amen. Now, the last item that we have here for our lesson today is number 7. Number 7 is a number of completion. The Bible says, 1 Timothy 2 and 5, and the subtopic here says, there is only one mediator between God and men. So now the scripture reads, we're going to talk about a mediator. And for there is one God, amen, and one mediator between God and men. Who is that mediator? Who is he? What's his name? The Bible says the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Mediator, that's the middle man. Amen. There's God the Father, then we have God the Son, and then here we are. We want to talk to God, and sometimes we don't even have the words to say what's really in our hearts. But I thank God for the man called Jesus. I thank God for Jesus Christ, our mediator. I believe he goes to the Father and say, God, this is what they are asking of you. We can even call him a translator. Amen. So whatever you're trying to say, God the Son will talk to God the Father on our behalf. I thank God for God the Son. Amen. So what you have to do, just tell Jesus your concern and he will take it to the Father. But you got to believe. I promise you, if you go to God in faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. If you believe, it shall be done. The Bible said, and this is the confidence that I have in him. I'm talking this man called Jesus. That if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, I will be granted the petition that I ask of him. Who is the him? Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus, the Christ, the Savior, our Redeemer, who gave his life that we could live happily in heaven again when he comes back to take his children home. I know that during that time when they took him before Pilate, they say crucify him. But God had a plan. And for Jesus, that we might be saved. God has a plan for us through this man called Jesus. So let all the listeners out there say, Hosanna, 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 our great King, King, Lord of Lords, Hosanna. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we go to him, the man called Jesus. Blessings upon each of you.